The audit shows a jump in casino fees from $24.3 million in 2003 to $69.5 million last year. That's meant a boost of almost $50 million in general fund revenues for the state. The state's counting on just over $100 million for this fiscal year. But State Auditor Jan Mueller says the stalled compact negotiations and the pending Dairyland lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of tribal gaming make it hard to predict how much casino revenues will grow next year. She says a shift in how gaming fees are calculated means the state will have to keep a closer watch on casino earnings.
Under the new compact amendments, or what's being negotiated, they're transitioning away, the state is, from lump sum payments to payments based on a percentage of net revenue. So ensuring accurate net revenue gaming figures and timely reporting of what's being earned by the tribes will be very important.
Pottawatomie Tribe's Attorney General Jeff Crawford says tribal gaming is the most tightly regulated industry in the state, and new technology now in place makes it possible to keep close tabs on how much money the tribes are making.
The slot machines are electronically linked to the state, so they're able to track those dollars very accurately. And so they pretty much know almost in real time, not quite real time, what the cash flow is at these individual casinos.
Crawford says negotiations continue with the state now over whether or not the tribe will pay the $43 million in fees called for in its 2003 compact, but so far no agreement is in sight.
We certainly don't have a deal done, and we're running out of time.
Department of Administration Secretary Mark Morata says it's likely an arbitrator will have to be called in to resolve the issue. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.